415. One call to Insperity can help your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
For one day only, Saturday, April 5th, the Salvation Army Midtown Family Store will have a sports memorabilia sale. Baseball, basketball, and football cards, bobbleheads, sports books, vintage catcher's mitts, Super Bowl football with written score, vintage sports magazines, and more. But it's one day only at the Salvation Army Sports Memorabilia Sale, Saturday, April 5th, 4121 Forest Park Avenue. 87 cents of every dollar raised goes to the Adult Rehab Center for drug and alcohol addiction.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offerings 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Potatoes.
You can't beat them. They're good for you. Some people say they're not good for you. Some people say French fried potatoes have got too much carbohydrates or starch in them. You can put salt on them. Too much salt's not good for you. Some people say you can put ketchup on them because ketchup's got a lot of salt in it. I don't care what they say. I like French fried potatoes. How long you want me to keep talking like this? A long time? No.
Forever. Okay, well, good afternoon, and welcome to the April 3rd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World and the 40,000-plus satisfied customers in the St. Louis area. Oh, they're not actually bringing it to you, but Window World is.
Hey!
All right, let's see who's in the room. Eon the Peon wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are worried about your future investment-wise, we would like you to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Crazy. Hi, everybody.
Crazy daddy-o.
I know.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Tickled to death, giddy, thrilled. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Talking earlier, heard from a lot of people about cleaning out grandma's house or grandpa's house, finding shocking, stunning, embarrassing, interesting things. And Ratboy said his grandma passed away, and he had to go through the house, and he found a whole bunch of penises made out of what?
Cheese
penises.
Wow. That's weird.
Grandma's weird, that boy. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somebody just breathed into their microphone. That's okay. We're not professional here.
What?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
What?
You know, that would be fun to do one show, and we did everything on purpose.
That you're not supposed to do.
That you're not supposed to do.
Popping your peas.
Yeah. Now, see, for people not in the business, that's called popping your peas. And when you get into this business thinking, I don't pop your peas, boy, if I could go back.
You can pop peas, and you can pop bees, and...
Yeah, it's easy to do.
Yeah.
And you can, if you're not careful, you can, you know, breathe in the microphone, or you can overmodulate. There's all kinds of things you can do if you really want to sound unprofessional, and we do them all.
I like the overmodulate.
That was good. That worked out perfect.
Thank you very much. We're brought to you by Window World, the window company where the windows have the good housekeeping seal of approval. I did this years ago when Window World came on here because I like to do some investigating, make sure these people are who they say they are and the products are what they say they are. You should do this too. Just Google good housekeeping seal of approval and go read. It's incredible. Read what products have to go through to get the good housekeeping seal of approval. And it's called that because I think it's something to do with Good Housekeeping Magazine. Good Housekeeping Magazine, many, many years ago, decided to endorse some product. And then I need to go read it again. But go look at it. What's impressive is that once you see the Good Housekeeping seal, after you read that on anything, you'll go, well, that's a good product. You'll be convinced because they don't let you have the seal otherwise. They have it on the Window World windows. A lot of windows don't. In fact, probably most windows don't. The number one replacement window in the United States. And, wow, I wonder why. Well, let's see. It's a really good window, and it's $189. Now, does it mean it's the only window that's $189? There are other windows. In fact, there's one brand that's deliberately priced at $189 to try to go after Window World. And they sell 20% as many windows. And they're not even close. 20%. Good luck to you. Keep copying. Keep trying to be Window World. You're not going to make it. There's only one, Window World. And in St. Louis, you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. All right, I've added two more things to sayings that people use that drive me nuts. Now, this started with people saying, well, at the end of the day, okay, and then I added totally. Oh, we totally went along with it. Okay, enough of that. And how about these two? Wrap my head around it.
Oh, let me wrap my head around this.
I am sick of this one, too. I just couldn't wrap my head around it. And let's knock that off, and let's knock this off. Well, I'll tell you, it was quite a journey. Everything's a journey, yeah. You know. Well, I remember that day she went in the hospital from then until the time. It was really quite a journey. Okay, really, journey. I can't wrap my head around the journey that it must have been. Network television is starting to shock me. Have you watched The Following?
No.
It's fantastic. And it's about a cult leader. And his people kill people. That's how they get their thrills. It's very graphic, and it's, you know, network television, with CBS or Fox or something, whatever it is. And I'm watching an NBC show the other night in prime time, and I'm not kidding because I backed it up to make sure. Some guy called another guy an a-hole, but it was the word.
Really?
I'm not kidding. They're getting more and more. You know why? Because they're trying to compete with HBO and Showtime.
Oh, yeah.
And all these series that are kicking their butts.
Yeah.
You know, when the Breaking Bads of the world come along and the Sons of Anarchy, and then you're sitting there on network television with, let's say, what's supposed to be a realistic military program.
You jerk.
And the sergeant says, hey, I'm not going to tell you again, dang it.
Yeah.
Listen, private, I'll knock your dang head off.
Yeah.
So they're getting more. And I guess the FCC is sort of turning away and going, okay.
Yeah, it sure is
somebody's
funny that,
paying somebody off that what?
It sure is funny, yeah. All of a sudden, all those rules they were steadfast on for all those years.
Well, because money,
out the window
it's
now.
Always about money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always about money. How'd you like to be this chick who's the new GM, CEO at GM?
No.
She just takes over the first of the year, and immediately she inherits this mess. And I'm sure as soon as she got the... By the way, Mary, you're now the General Motors CEO. Woohoo! Oh,
by the way, you have a meeting with Congress. You have a meeting with the Senate.
Here's your schedule.
The House.
Congratulations. Here's your schedule. And now it's time for the outdoors segment.
All right.
Coming up right now. There it is. Well, it's time for the outdoor segment. I'm your host, Frank O'Pinion, and welcome. Welcome, everybody, to the outdoor segment. A lot of rain. A lot of rain out there. You might not want to be outdoors if you can help it, and if you do need to go outdoors, take an umbrella. Thanks for listening. That's the outdoor segment.
Nice.
Thank you. Brought to you by Pistols Plus.
That was informative.
Well, it was. Somebody might have gone out and forgotten an umbrella. Right then, they went, ooh, man, I don't forget my umbrella. Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. You bow hunters. Terrific bow hunting. Archery department. Tom will take good care of you there. And they have a lot of accessories, a lot of new stuff. And, of course, gun people. Plenty of ammo. Plenty of guns. Probably more handguns than you've ever seen anywhere. Pistols Plus, Osage Beach, Missouri, across from Staples. This is not funny and probably doesn't belong in the Playhouse, but I have to share it with you because earlier Dan mentioned that his daughter Alyssa was in an accident this morning. She's okay. She's fine.
Yeah.
That's the good news. But he was talking about the cop on the scene, and as soon as he said what a nice guy the guy was, I have to tell you, one of the greatest things I ever saw, and I know that by the book, it wasn't right. And I know this cop probably, if anybody had reported him for it, would have been put on administrative leave. But I was there and I saw it and I applaud him for it. I used to ride a lot with the cops. And it's a tremendous education. You see stuff and you have a whole new appreciation for cops and what they have to go through. And it was a very cold night in West County, January, I guess. It was really, really cold, like, you know, 12, 15 degrees cold. And we get a call to an accident. Like I'm a cop, okay. So the guy I'm riding with, you know, light siren, heads to the scene, and it was... It was out in the Manchester, Clarkson, in that neck of the woods, but it was a side road, and it was a curve in the road. And the guy had come around the curve and crossed over and hit this woman head-on, and he was beyond drunk. He was reeking of alcohol. And his car was totaled, her car was totaled, and when he hit her, he jammed the dashboard and everything up and just crushed her legs. Mm. I mean, they couldn't get her out. Her legs were like hamburger, just crushed. Mm. And this guy in the other car, both doors in the collision somehow were torn off his car, both front doors. And by the time the officers get to the scene, the guy I'm riding with and another guy, he's sitting in the passenger side. Now, what he had done is he was drunk, but he had just enough presence of mind to scoot over and put himself in the passenger side to make it look like he wasn't driving. Oh. And I remember the cop that I was with walked up, and the guy was slurring his words. He reeked, and you could see an empty bottle. And he said, "Where's the driver?" And he said, "He ran away." Well, it didn't take long for them to realize that he put himself in the passenger seat. And there was a point where, and it's bitter cold, and they're working, they're with this woman, and they've got blankets, and they are prying the dashboard, and they're talking to her, and they're calming her down. And this schmuck, this drunk, says to the guy, one of the cops on the scene, he calls him over and says, "Hey." And the guy comes over. He says, "Could you get me a blanket or something?" He says, "I'm freezing." And this cop looked at him and he said, You could have killed this woman, and she may never walk again. He says, I don't give a damn if you freeze to death. And he walked off and left him, and I just thought, woohoo! Yes! Yeah! And he left him sitting there shivering with the doors off the car. He was so mad. So mad. The guy didn't say, how is she? He just said, hey, man, get me a blanket. I'm freezing. Unbelievable. Boy, did I get a great education the nights I rode with those people. Hey, there's a story that I just saw on the monitor while we were on break here, and I'm going to check this out later. Get this. In L.A., I just saw this. There's a lawsuit, and there's going to be more on it, I guess, in one of the news stations tonight. This woman was declared dead in Los Angeles, and they put her in the coroner or morgue cooler, and she woke up in there and froze to death.
Whoa.
Oh.
Now, when I heard that, here's my question, my very first question. How do they know that?
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that maybe somehow she was able to scratch or something inside that whatever that shelf thing they slide you into,
yeah.
I am alive, or something. There has to be some evidence, because otherwise, how would you know she woke up and froze to death?
Unless,
but they're saying that's exactly what happened.
They hadn't done the autopsy yet.
Unless there's cameras, too.
Well, she would have never...
anything in there?
Well, Dan's got a good point. Maybe we think of the shelf. Well,
around.
But we think of the shelf. Maybe it's not always the shelf. Maybe it's a room, and it's just a cold room. And maybe there is a camera that showed she was moving and struggling, and then she froze to death. There has to be, because they made it very clear. This thing is going to court and trial, and somebody's going to get sued, because they didn't say it looks like. They said she froze to death. She woke up.
Wow.
In the morgue and froze to death.
Hmm.
Wow.
You know what? How'd you like to, you know, you wake up and you think, oh, man,
where am I?
Where the heck am I? It looks like I'm in a morgue or something here, but I can't get out of this thing, and I'm not, well, somebody will find me. Thank goodness I'm not dead. And then you freeze to death.
Ugh.
Man, there's some weird stuff that happens. You want a bonus joke?
Sure.
I don't know if it's a joke. Janet sent me this. It just says, women are unique. And by the way, that is so true. And this is such a great example.
Unique. That's one way to put it.
Guy sends his wife a text on a cell phone, and it says, honey, while I was out at lunch, walking across the street from the office to get my lunch, I was hit by a car. Paula has brought me to the hospital. They've run tests, taken x-rays, severe blow to my head. They don't think there's brain damage. Now, this is a text to his wife. I have broken ribs, possible permanent spinal damage, may never have to walk again, and they are going to amputate my right foot. His wife's text back, who the hell is Paula? We're not saying that that's how women are.
No.
No.
Did you see the latest speculation on the Malaysian jet?
No.
They're now investigating the provider of the food delivered to the plane to eliminate the possibility that the food was poisoned.
Oh.
Boy, they're reaching now.
I think that's the script to airplane.
Yeah. And by the way, even if the food was poisoned, how would that explain turning a transponder off? Oh, my goodness. Jim, do you feel like you're being poisoned? Yeah, me too. Let's turn the transponder off.
They just need to say, we have no idea.
Why don't they just say
we'll probably
say
never know.
No, they should just say, hey, let me hang on here. Let me see if I can pull this up and share this with you. I got an email from a guy. He says that he heard me talking about the Bermuda Triangle with regard to that plane. Let me see if I can find this thing. If not, I remember it well enough that I can share it with you. Bear with me here. He's saying, because I said, well, you know, maybe we've got ourselves another kind of Bermuda Triangle thing. And here's what he says. And this is I'd never heard of this before. He says there's something called the vice vortices. Have you ever heard of these? He says, I went to pick up my granddaughter from school. I was unable to call you when you were talking about the Bermuda Triangle. He says, I just watched a National Geographic documentary about the Bermuda Triangle earlier that day. When we were talking about this, he said, they referred to a study done in the 60s by Ivan Sanderson. Google him and you'll see, according to him, there are 10 vile vortices, one of which is by Australia. In other words, this guy swears there are 10 and some say 12 spots in the world where, because of magnetic whatever, blah, 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 things can just get sucked into oblivion. So he's saying that if that's true, one of these is right about where, you know, that plane went in. I don't buy it, but I have always wondered about the Bermuda Triangle thing. How can you not? I mean, how can you not wonder about when there are that many planes that nobody has any explanation for their disappearance?
Wow.
And this is starting to become about as creepy as that, as far as I'm concerned. Not a shred, which is just... When can you think that this has ever happened before? I can't think of one time this has ever happened in modern history with any of our technology where a plane just vaporizes.
Right.
And there's nothing anywhere. Ocean, land, nothing. Did you see the guy with the chainsaw on his neck?
No.
Oh, I saw just the x-ray picture.
Oh, my tree trimmer in Pittsburgh. This guy was in a tree in Ross Township, Pennsylvania, Monday afternoon. I guess he slipped or something. The chainsaw went into his neck. Another worker helped him down. They took him to the hospital with the chainsaw blade in his neck. It just missed the arteries and cut a muscle. Apparently he's going to be okay. I'm looking at the x-ray. This is unbelievable.
And that's got to be heavy. You got to be holding it up.
You better hold that chainsaw up. Yeah, that thing's going to come out and just rip your whole neck out. Yeah, that's when you know it's not your time yet. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, now, so that I don't get any hate calls about Native American Indians, you have to understand something, folks. When we grew up, the Lone Ranger had Tonto, and Tonto talked like this. Kimo Sabi, look like you hurt. That's how I talk. So that's how I do my Native American Indian from back in cowboy times. So this is the story of two cowboys riding along, and up ahead they see an Indian on the ground, lying on the ground with his head to the side, like an ear to the ground, just lying on the ground. And the one cowboy says to the other, he says, hey, look up there. Look at that Indian up there. The other says, what's he doing? He says, I'll tell you what he's doing. These people have an ability to put their ear to the ground, and they can hear stuff from miles away. They know what's coming. They know what's happening, just with an ear to the ground. So they pull on up ahead with their horses, and they stop. And here's that Indian, ear to the ground. And one of the cowboys says, what's going on? And the Indian says, stagecoach, squeaky right front wheel, four horses, two brown, one tan, one black. One person riding in stagecoach, two up front, one riding shotgun. And the cowboy says, wow. And the Indian continues, ran over me about half an hour ago.
Meet me. All right, let's see how the roadways look right now and check traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, not bad news at all, Dan. We're free of any accidents or any incidents on the highways. We do still have slow traffic on eastbound 270, midway between Missouri Bottom and McDonald through New Florissant. Northbound 170, that was heavy between Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Southbound 270, a little slow stretch between 40 and Manchester. You're still heavy on eastbound 44 downtown Jefferson as you approach Highway 55, and then 55 from that point, excuse me, up to the Poplar Street Bridge. On westbound 40, it looks like the only slowdown remaining is between Long Road and the Boone Bridge, but eastbound 40, hockey traffic coming in. You're starting to slow now Timberlake Manor through Mason. You'll find it heavy McKnight through Big Bend. And this traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has a theory about lunch. After their new lunch combos featuring the artisan grilled chicken ciabatta sandwich go down, productivity goes up. See you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station, the Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-644-4945. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-644-4945. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-644-4945. That's 1-800-644-4945.
Attention business owners. Under a new small business pilot program, business owners are now being mailed checks for up to $35,000 or more. Yes, you heard that right. If you've been in business for at least 6 months, you could qualify for up to $35,000 or more in just days. This amazing new Get Cash for Your Business program is so effective, it virtually eliminates the need to look for any more capital. Business owners nationwide are receiving checks now under this new program. You finally have an easier way to get the cash you need with no restrictions. You decide what to do with the cash. But hurry, because this program is only available for a limited time. A check for up to $35,000 could have your name on it. Call 800-816-0379 to find out how to receive up to $35,000 or more. Call 800-816-0379. That's 800-816-0379. Hurry, get the cash you need for your business. Call 800-816-0379.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fail. A cheap product and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stefspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers! It's Thursday. That means you get $3 off any extra large 20-inch pizza at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stefspizza.com. Save $3 on a delicious extra large 20-inch pizza every Thursday at Stefanina's.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, Eddie, what's new at the world-famous Fast Eddie's?
Just a second, Mr. Shannon. I'm sending out a tweet.
Let's see, hashtag coldest beer in town.
Tweet? Did you say hash brown?
Yeah, it's Twitter, Mr. Shannon. You know, social media. You sign off with a hashtag.
Social media, huh? You taking Fast Eddie's into the future?
I'm certainly trying to, Mr. Shannon.
Listen, Eddie, do you still have the coldest beer in town and the tastiest and the cheapest eats?
Of course, Mr. Shannon.
And you still have that huge outdoor patio with all the flat screens, live music, and the video games?
Yes, sir, Mr. Shannon.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about your Twitter or whatever the heck you call that thing. Stick to what you do best at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Hashtag, if you're 21 and in the mood, get over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, and check them out online at FastEddie'sBonAir.com. Hashtag.
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 Woohoo! Party on, dudes!
You know those leg warmers and headbands you've kept hidden for the past 25 years? It's finally time to break them out.
I'll be back.
That 80s run is coming to St. Charles Community College in Cottleville on April 26th.
Bueller.
In addition to a free health expo,
Bueller.
There will be a competitive 10K and 5K, a 1 mile fun run, neon race shirts, and some seriously big bangs.
He slimed me.
Register today for that 80s run, April 26th. Visit stchaz.edu/run. Running never looks so rad.
Totally.
How about a brand new bathroom with a free faucet and sink? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Right Bath. That half bath, that full bath, or anything in between, Right Bath will give you a brand new bathroom in 5 days. No cover-ups. Right Bath team will remove your existing problems all the way down to the studs and build it back up in 5 days. Mention the Big 550 and get a free faucet and sink. Right Bath or rightbath.com. 314-909-1820. Right Bath or rightbath.com.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beale's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beale family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beale. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives us drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
This is Jim McMillan inviting you to join me and John Shea as we broadcast the Inside Out Show from Outdoor Living Incorporated this Saturday.
Outdoor Living is at Big Bend just east of I-44 in Kirkwood.
There'll be free food, door prizes, and big values during their deck expo.
Everything you need for a deck, they'll have at Outdoor Living. Be there. Don't miss it. Inside Out Show. Outdoor Living. See you Saturday, 11 to 1 o'clock. I-44 at Big Bend in Kirkwood as we broadcast the Inside Out Show from Outdoor Living this Saturday.
We'll see you there.
Why do we have 10K and 5K runs? We don't live in Europe.
I don't know.
Why not a 3 mile run or something? I never have understood that. Oh, well, okay. It's not for us to understand. Let's go to Southern California, check in with Mike Evans. And you know who makes that possible? Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. You need to make reservations for Annie Gunn's. Drive by there any day of the week except Monday because they're closed, and you're going to see why. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse in Chesterfield Valley are proud to present Mike Evans. How's it going?
Going good. It's a beautiful day in Palm Springs watching the Nabisco Craft. I never go to it, and I have credentials to go anytime I want. But watching the Craft Nabisco and watching Michelle Wee lead the pack, which is kind of cool.
Give her the boing. Michelle Wee is pretty hot.
Yeah.
She is.
She is a little hottie. She's a big hottie, 6'1".
Yeah, she's tall.
Wow. Yes, she is. Parkway's question, a lot of celebrities have run marathons. You were just talking about races. Franco Pinion, Al Gore, P. Diddy, Oprah, Katie Holmes, Sean Austin,
Oprah went ran a marathon?
Yes, she did.
Al Gore did, too?
Yes,
he doesn't look like he's in shape.
Your question is, what celebrity has the best marathon time? I'll give you the top four. It's one of these four people. Will Ferrell. George W. Bush, Ed Norton, Ryan Reynolds. Answer in a minute. Next week's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction is a joke. I mean, Hall & Oates going to be there, sing one song, woo-hoo! Peter Gabriel, one song, woo-hoo! Kiss is arguing. They say they will not perform. Nobody will sponsor Cat Stevens, so apparently he's not going to show up. Neither will Linda Ronstadt. Of course, the other two inductees, Kurt Cobain and Brian Epstein, they're still dead. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a bust every year, and it gets worse every year.
Well, why is Cat Stevens supposed to be? I mean, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's not the everybody who was ever in Rock and Roll Hall.
I know. It's ridiculous. And it's really ridiculous. The director and the executive producer of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they ought to be fired. I mean, they ought to take some of the two or three of the biggest bands every year. It's only once a year during their Hall of Fame induction services.
Yeah.
And make a television special out of it. Make big names that people would tune in to see. There's still 3,000 seats on sale next week. They can't even give away the tickets.
Wow.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the biggest farce. I mean, it is really bad. Really bad. Got a movie review for you. Opening next week, Heaven is Real, based on the true story of the best-selling book of the same name, same title. It's about a three-year-old boy who dies on the operating table, then comes back to life and tells the story that he went to heaven. He says that he met his baby sister, who died of childbirth, who they never told him about. He also talks about meeting and talking to his grandpa, who died years earlier. He tells his father how his grandfather was a young man and picked his grandfather out of a family album. And boy went on to tell his dad that all the people in heaven are young and healthy. Nobody's old there. But the dad, played by Greg Kinnear, is a minister, and he doesn't believe the little boy, his son. This is a great feel-good movie for the whole family. Rated PG, 1 hour, 38 minutes. 3.5 stars. TV ratings last week, surprises. How about this? No NCAA tournament game made the top 10.
Huh. Hmm.
I think there were too many on two different channels or something. Yeah. You know, 50 years, 60 Minutes has been around, still kicking butt, came in number 5 last week.
50 years ago when Morley Safer started on it, he was 68 years old.
Yeah.
And Ed Bradley.
Ed Bradley's dead.
I know. Hmm. I've always liked Ed Bradley on 60 Minutes.
I did, too.
David Letterman, retiring. He's out of here. He'll be leaving in September.
Good. Don't let the door hit you.
Okay. Biggest surprise on the ratings is that the number 2 most watched show of the week was not on ABC, NBC, CBS, or Fox. It was on AMC, Walking Dead.
Oh, it was great.
Number 2 show of the week, pulled in 15.6 million viewers.
Wow.
Tuesday night, The Voice tied for 3rd again in CISLA, and then tied for 3rd. Or 4th, according to how I want to look at it, Person of Interest, which I love, and The Voice. And I'm going to give you the actual times, but you have to give me the actual answer. Name the name of the celebrity who had the best marathon time ever. Celebrity. Will Ferrell, George W. Bush, Ed Norton, or Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, man.
Well, that's a tough one.
I think I'm going to try Ed Norton.
I'll say Ryan Reynolds.
Bush, no, made me proud, Franco.
Bush, Reynolds, Norton. What was the 4th one?
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell.
You know what? Just to be different, I'm going to go Will Ferrell.
Yeah, he might be it.
Number 4 with 3 hours, 58 minutes. Will Ferrell.
I'm out.
Number 3, 3 hours, 56 minutes. Ryan Reynolds.
Uh-oh.
3 hours, 48 minutes. Ed Norton.
Oh, how about that?
George W. Bush, 3 hours, 44 minutes.
Wow.
There you go. There you go. There you be. Have a great day.
That makes me want to go beat those times now.
Mm-hmm. Why, because those people did that?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'm going to start training tonight.
And how long a run is that?
Marathon, 26.2 miles.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. To run 26 miles in 3 hours and something, to me, it's impossible. Okay.
Wow.
That would take me
3 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
3 days. I booked 2 hotel rooms for the first 2 nights and I'd be running that.
I'd walk 25 and a half of them.
3 days and 22 hours.
Holy mackerel. The thought of running 26 miles, I can't even begin. If somebody said run 3 miles, or we're going to cut your head off. I just bend down. Like, go ahead, get the machete.
I want to get ahead.
And people may argue against this, but I don't think the human body was meant to do that.
I don't either.
We should start a marathon where you run 26 feet.
There you go.
26.2
26
feet.
F run. Instead of K, 26 F feet. I can do that. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, you know their names. You hear them every day. If you are changing jobs, listen to me. You maybe have to move, transfer some 401k money or something over. Make sure you know what you're doing, because there are penalties involved if you don't do it right and in a timely manner. Retirement account. Maybe you're retiring. Talk to them. 27 years, very strong practice at Stifel Nicolaus as advisors. If you already have an advisor, so what? There's nothing that says you can't talk to these guys. You may, after talking to them, think, well, I'll just stick with the advisor I have. That's your choice. We don't tell people what to do. We tell you what to look into. And I think you need to look into a meeting with Mark and Jason. You don't like them, you don't have a second meeting, and you're out nothing but the time of that meeting. But I think you're going to like what they say. See how it compares to what your current advisor says, if you have one. Second opinion cannot hurt. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker. It's up to you, folks, and the sooner the better. The sooner you start with some sort of financial plan, if you have $25,000 or more that can be invested or that's already invested, go to this website, make a call, set up an appointment. I think you'll be glad you did. MarkandJason.com. Meet me.
Time for another look at traffic. Here's Timothy Weiland.
Well, you've got Highway M shut down at Highway 55 due to flooding on the roadway. Everything else is thinned out. Only slow traffic I see is on northbound 55 in the right lane, parked to the Poplars. Southbound 174 is parked parkway down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270, a little bit heavy, Lindbergh through 170. And on eastbound 40, hockey traffic coming in, 141 through Mason, McKnight through Big Bend. And this traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has a theory about lunch. After their new lunch combos featuring the artisan grilled chicken ciabatta sandwich go down, productivity goes up. See you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hurt on a job or in a car wreck? Let the experienced lawyers at Brown & Brown help you. You know our law firm. My brother's a lawyer with the eye patch. At Brown & Brown, we can help you so you can concentrate on getting better. We'll take care of the rest. You can go to our website at brownlawoffice.com. Or to speak with an attorney, in Missouri, our phone number is all threes, 333-3333. In Illinois, our phone number is all eights, 888-8888. And always remember, at Brown & Brown, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Get concealed carry training at Metro Shooting Supplies. It's important to know about the experience and credentials of your instructors. Check out the credentials of Metro staff at their website, buylearnshoot.com. Metro holds CCW classes every weekend and Monday nights. Also, special classes for military veterans. Stop by one of Metro's two locations today to sign up for CCW training. Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. BuyLearnShoot.com and on Facebook.
Well, you've been a great audience. That's what they always say when they come out on stage. You've been a great audience, and you have.
Thank you, St. Louis.
Thank you, St. Louis. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A tornado slicing through University City this morning while many of us were still sleeping. Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox showing what the trail of damage looks like from above.
No injuries and no warning, but plenty of damage after a brief touchdown by a tornado in University City. The streets that have the worst damage.
Some neighborhoods were hit harder than others. Most are thankful the freight train they heard roaring through did not cause more destruction. We have crews fanned out throughout the area, and we'll have live team coverage.
Picking up the pieces here in University City, homeowners get support from city and state officials.
Rain and more rain. Streets are flooded, and it's keeping MoDOT workers on their toes.
The storms dumped a lot of rain throughout the bi-state. We're over Barnhart with an aerial view. A full hour of Fox 2 News at 6 starts now. And first on Fox 2, this is video.